The following program was previously recorded.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Omaha Children's Museum has been a special place where children can challenge themselves, discover how the world works, and learn through play. The mission of the Omaha Children's Museum is to engage the imagination and create excitement about learning, and they've been doing this for 45 years. The executive director of the Omaha Children's Museum is Lindy Hoyer, and she joins me now on Live and Local. Lindy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be here.
45 years. This is quite a milestone anniversary here. What are your first impressions as you look over this empire for children?
Well, one of the first things that comes to mind when you think about 45 years as an organization is that we are now fortunate to be serving a second and sometimes a third generation of museum visitors. Children and families who have grown up in Omaha have now had the chance to bring their own children and now grandchildren to this amazing place. So that's one thing when you're a children's museum to think about over 45 years is that impact that continues on generationally.
You've been with the museum just a little bit less than half the time of its existence. What do you see as some of the changes that have happened to the museum of significance?
Well, I think, you know, in the beginning, the Children's Museum was delivered out of the back of a station wagon and went around to festivals and shopping malls and did lots of arts and science experiments and activities all over the community. And one of the first big changes was finding its first home in the City-County Connector Building, which is the first physical space that the Children's Museum resided in. There were several others, but back in 1989, one of the big turning points of this organization was bringing the robotic dinosaur exhibit to the city for the very first time, which forced us to move out of a small space on 18th and St. Mary's Avenue to our current location, which is an old Ford car dealership, and which has now, since 1989, been the permanent home of the Omaha Children's Museum right here on 20th and Howard Street. So those are some big monumental changes over the years. But what's really been interesting, as we faced a several-month-long closure in 2020 due to the pandemic, we kind of thought about how, when you are closed as a children's museum, how can you continue to make impact? And now we've kind of gone back to that humble beginning of going out to different festivals and community events in the city, in addition to being back open and welcoming visitors to the museum. So in 45 years, it's been really interesting to see everything come full circle.
That is very interesting, because going back to the back of a station wagon type of thing and going from place to place, you also now have the internet, which allows you to make it a very personal experience during such times as the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Each child in their very home can enjoy the wares of the Omaha Children's Museum.
Absolutely. We did a lot of experimentation with virtual and video presentations. Probably our most successful was as the holiday season approached, and we have a very popular program where we have, it's called Santa's Magic, and Santa's magically appears at the Children's Museum each year, and it has become a family tradition to bring your children and grandchildren down. Well, this year, we couldn't put Santa at risk of COVID, nor did we feel that gathering people in large groups was a good idea. So we brought Santa directly into homes. Then we were able to accommodate families that had children and grandchildren all over the world. So that is one example of, not just physically being out in the community, but virtually being able to offer programs that people came to rely on and missed during that time of closure and slow reopening.
A fantastic journey from a traveling children's museum to just a state-of-the-art museum. It's a wonderful place. How is the museum celebrating this 45th anniversary milestone?
Well, we're celebrating it all year long with special events and special activities that are geared and programmed to just kind of take us back into some of those historical types of activities and programs that have happened and occurred over the last 45 years. We will be doing a special fundraising opportunity that will become multi-generational next spring to kind of culminate the 45 years of celebration. But really, every day at the Omaha Children's Museum is celebrating these 45 years. So really working hard to make sure that we took care of this organization so that once it was safe to do so, we were able to reopen and welcome the families back in. And we're seeing them come. It's been a great summer. We have our Game On exhibit upstairs. We have our Fairy Tale Land exhibit and lots of programs going on throughout the day in the museum. And so it's every day is celebrating 45 years of Omaha Children's Museum in this community.
You can find out about each and every one of those events by going to OCM.org. Stands for Omaha Children's Museum. She is Lindy Hoyer, Executive Director of the Omaha Children's Museum. Thank you so much, Lindy. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.